GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we've got a mixed bag of developments from across the crypto landscape. Everything from regulatory crackdowns to the latest in financial adrenaline sports, and a big player making waves in Bitcoin holdings. So let's jump right in. First up, the UK seems to think it's time to put some law and order into the wild west of peer-to-peer crypto trading. The Financial Conduct Authority, alongside HM Revenue and Customs, and the Southwest Regional Organized Crime Unit, executed a coordinated raid on 8 London premises suspected of running unregistered P2P crypto trading operations. Now, it's worth noting that the number of legally registered P2P crypto traders in the UK currently stands at a grand total of 0. That's right, 0. Apparently, the FCA decided that if no one's following the rules, it's time to drop the hammer. They slapped cease and desist notices on all sites and gathered enough forensic evidence to keep someone busy for a while. The message here is clear. If you're running a crypto operation without the proper AML registration, the FCA might just be planning a surprise visit. For builders and job seekers, this signals an environment where compliance expertise is becoming increasingly valuable. Next, let's talk about the latest development in the world of financial masochism. Granite Shares is launching its 3x long XRP daily ETF and 3x short XRP daily ETF on NASDAQ tomorrow. These are the first triple-leveraged XRP products to hit traditional markets. For those not fluent in Wall Street lingo, these ETFs are designed to amplify XRP's daily price movements by 300% in either direction. A 33% drop in XRP's price in just one day would wipe out your entire position. But hey, that's not a bug, that's the product. No custody, no wallets, just pure, unadulterated, leveraged exposure, reset every 24 hours. If you ever wanted to lose your shirt before lunch, here's your chance. For builders, this means more emphasis on education and risk management tools as these kinds of products proliferate. And now, let's turn our attention to the ever-ambitious Michael Saylor and his company Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy. They just made headlines by purchasing $2.54 billion worth of Bitcoin, adding 34,164 BTC to their reserves. This brings their total holdings to a whopping 850,061 Bitcoin, surpassing even BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF. That's about 3.9% of the total Bitcoin supply, bought at an average price of $74,395 per coin. Saylor's not just playing the crypto game, he's trying to own the board. His cryptic social media teasers like Think Even Igger are now practically a prelude to his billion-dollar Bitcoin buys. For those in the crypto job market, this could spell opportunity as Strategy continues to expand its influence and holdings, potentially driving more interest and investment from both individuals and institutions. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? The regulatory angle in the UK highlights the increasing demand for compliance and legal expertise, especially as more jurisdictions start flexing their regulatory muscles. The launch of high-risk, high-reward financial products like leveraged ETFs underscores the need for better education and risk management tools in the crypto space. Finally, the sheer scale of Strategy's Bitcoin purchases suggests that the infrastructure to support such large-scale operations will be in demand, from custodial services to financial analysis tools. That's all for today. Keep grinding, keep building, and keep your eyes on the crypto horizon. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.